Merry Christmas. It's Tuesday, December 25th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 134. Matt Scott is joined by Stephen Prawner, Andre Leland, and Frank Santos talking about the Barro local training. Andre Leland starts off talking about the importance of keeping up to date with the growing technology within the AV industry.
When it comes to the number of times people should be training, I would argue if you're not learning something new every day, then you really have to wonder exactly what type of business are you in. The thing that makes this industry so great and so fantastic is that there's always new stuff coming in. You don't necessarily need to understand the nuts and bolts like Stephen does, but you do have to get to a certain point, at least be able to speak intelligently about something. Yeah, I've heard about it, I'll get back to it, right? What we were coaching, you know, with all the companies I've worked for, we've always coached saying, look, if you can get in but once a quarter, right? Because everybody's got business ebbs and flows, right? So if you get in and it was high, and we used to specifically plan our trainings around those ebbs and flows. So we knew we were going to get more people in the last couple of weeks of August prior to CEDIA, so they know what's coming out type of thing, that I can get butts in the seats at the end of July when everybody's on vacation. Likewise, nobody's going to go to training around Christmas time because you guys are all busy answering last minute calls, right? Because the homeowners want their stuff to be working for Christmas Day. Exactly right. And some things like the light's not working, kind of important. Maybe. Depends on your religion, but the light's got to definitely be working. So argument is at least once a quarter should be doing some type of learning. That doesn't necessarily involve in-person training. You could start with in-person and then do some online and maybe do some learning on your own or attend a webinar or something like that, right? One of the previous companies I worked for was URC. We would have a weekly webinar every Friday, right? Yes, we would do some in-person and everything else, but the idea is there's a touch base. By the way, we published a calendar. So if you don't want to attend the training, you don't have to. If that's of interest, then put it on your calendar, get the appointment, get the Evite type of thing, and then you're set to rock and roll, right? So that's extremely important. When it comes to doing national deployments, you're right. The challenge there, and Frank's already mentioned it, it's lack of resources, right? It's getting the ROI on that deployment. So you'll typically will see a national, like a, not necessarily regional, but a national deployment roughly once or twice a year, depending on product launches, depending when things are going, for there to be some level of ROI. We can't just be looking at these as cost centers. They have to look at them as profit centers. That is the ability of creating revenue, getting the dealers involved. Now, I'm not necessarily against, though, the, listen, we're going to pay for your ticket, Stephen. We're going to pay for you to come to New York for 3 days, right? And you can come and learn this stuff. But that's got to be better time with Stephen's ebbs and flow of his own business, which are different because he's in the Southeast. Let's not even start there. Than they are in the Northeast and Canada and everything else.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.